It's Tuesday, and time to read from your emails and web comments. We spoke with historian Noah Andre Trudeau about his new book on Robert E. Lee and invited you to tell us how you plan to mark the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. Dana Saylor in Buffalo, New York, sent this note: I am a professional genealogist and will mark the anniversary of the Civil War by continuing my research on my own family tree and helping others learn more. I have letters written by both my great-great-great-grandfather, Marcus Crossman, a Union soldier from Pierpont, New York, and his sister-in-law living back home. Marcus enlisted at age 19 the day after his older brother Julius, age 27. Julius wrote to his wife Matilda until his death by typhoid fever, by which time Marcus took over the letter campaign. Reading their personal and mundane everyday exchanges makes me realize how incredibly hard their lives were. Yet they kept going. By researching these amazing stories, I understand my connection to the past, and I'm excited to introduce others to the same exhilarating feeling. And Stuart Clipper in Minneapolis wrote to remind us that there are long unvisited and neglected grave sites in small towns and rural cemeteries, and two, the many lonely and isolated memorials. These are the places I am determined to find and visit to pay my respects, he said. Author and activist Maxine Hong Kingston joined us last week to talk about aging gracefully. We asked you, how do you know when you've become an elder? And many of you responded eloquently, though this note from Debbie McClay is one that many of us can relate to. She wrote, the first time I realized I was becoming an elder was when I heard my mother's words and voice coming out of my mouth to my own children. Finally, many of you wrote to say you enjoyed our conversation with actor Ed Harris about his career and his new picture, The Way Back. David Gann posted this comment to our blog. As a fan, I can truly say an Ed Harris film is always a safe bet. Mr. Harris is one of those rare actors who has the ability to become the character he's portraying, from the tough Marine with a gentle love of his wife in The Right Stuff to his portrayal of Jackson Pollock. I've enjoyed all his work. If you missed any of those broadcasts, you can catch up at our website, npr.org. Just click on Talk of the Nation. As always, if you have a correction for us, comments, or a question, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow me there, at Neil Conan, all one word. Talk of the Nation is produced by April Failing, Barry Hardiman, John Asante, Peter Granitz, Priska Neely, Scott Braswell, Arnie Seipel, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uden directs the program. Our intern is Colin Campbell. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Dennis Nielsen, Neil Ellis, and Kevin Waite. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, separated siblings, what happens when they find each other? Plus, actor Kathy Bates takes your calls about her new TV show. That's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.